Welcome to Fab Talk with Trish M, prophet, pastor, teacher, CEO of Trish M Enterprises, author, wife, mother, and your podcast host. If you're ready for the word, the way, and the truth, then this podcast is for you. Get ready for another level in the things of God, motivation, inspiration, and empowerment that's going to catapult you to new dimensions. Hold on tight. It's time for Fab Talk with your girl, Trish M. Hey, Fab ladies, guess what? Just for tuning into the podcast, you get 20% off in my boutique, Trish M Boutique. Shop with us, rock with us at www.shoptrishm.com. Use code podcast to receive your 20% off. Don't wait. Shop with us today at www.shoptrishm.com. Hey, it's another day that the Lord has allowed us to see. I pray that everyone is having an amazing day, an absolutely fabulous day. It's your girl, Trish M, your podcast host for Fab Talk with Trish M. Okay, y'all do me a favor. If this is your first time tuning in, shout your girl out. Let me know where you're tuning in live from. Okay, shout out to all my people watching me live on Facebook, on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Twitter, wherever you're rocking with your girl at. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. But please do me a favor. Make sure to share the broadcast. Let's see what we do. Watch parties, tag a friend, you know, let them know that we are live because, you know, we got some yummy for your tummy right here on Fab Talk with your girl, Trish M. I am super excited, y'all. We got some amazing things in store. I have a very special guest that is going to be joining me in just a second. But before we do, okay, let's talk about it. Do we have any church announcements? Let me see. Yeah, guys, my prophetic mentoring with Prophetess Trish, my Facebook group is back open. Are y'all ready? We're about to go to another level. So join us in the Facebook group, Prophetic Mentoring with Prophetess Trish. Okay. We're going to get that thing flowing. It's open right now. And we're going to have some amazing things that's going to be launching within the next 2 weeks. So you can go ahead and get in and be ready for when the launch officially happens. You're already in the group and you're going to be ready to get all the good in the hood. Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, listen, y'all. I have something that was dear to my heart when my next guest I'm going to bring on, and I'm going to let her introduce herself in just a second. But listen, the topic that we're going to be talking about today, it could be you, it could be me, it could be anybody, right? But if we are ignorant to what we're going to be talking about, to what we're going to be discussing, then we have no clue that it's us, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to pay close attention to this whole discussion. Let me bring my special guest on. Hello, 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 Dr. Chanel Sweet Dixon. How are you, woman of God?
I am absolutely fabulous and blessed to be here on today. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, my goodness. I am stoked. I'm super excited to have you on today. Before we dive in and get started, go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience. Let them know who you are, what you do, anything you got going on. Go ahead and let everybody know.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Chanel Sweet Dixon. I'm a licensed mental health counselor. I hail from the beautiful Peach State of Georgia. I'm excited to be here. I've been a practicing clinician for about 10 years now, as well as an educational leader for about 22 years. I'm dating myself.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just excited to be here to share my passion. I'm also a licensed minister of the gospel. And I love sharing with people the intersection of mental health and the Christian world, the Christian church, how they intersect, how they interconnect, and yes, that they're not separate. So with May being Mental Health Awareness Month, I think it is an awesome time to have this conversation. So blessed to be here and ready to jump right in.
And I didn't even know. See, that ain't nothing but God. I didn't even know this was Mental Health Month, okay? And so this is awesome. Awesome. I love it. You know, guys, before we even went live, I had a phenomenal discussion with Dr. Chanel. We had an amazing conversation about the church and mental health and how we're positioning ourselves to, or positioning the people to be victorious, to be successful when it comes to their mental health, their healing, their deliverance, and their breakthrough. And Dr. Chanel, I have you on today because let me tell you something. I was watching, I don't know if you saw this, right? I was watching the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith, and she had the mother of the, I believe it was the Miss Universe, the young lady that committed suicide, that jumped off the building in New York City earlier this year. Well, she had her mom on, and her mom was talking about how she was as a person. She was always depressed, and she gave the term that she was a highly functional depressed. Is that how I would say that? Highly functional, yes. Depressed. Okay. And I was like, highly functional depressed. You're highly functional, but you're depressed. So that means that this young lady, as beautiful as she was, as accomplished as she was walking around here functioning every single day like it's all good in the hood. Okay. But she functioned through heavy forms of depression, like heavy forms of depression. And she talked about her being a great deterrent, how she, you know, if you asked her how she was doing, she would revert it back to you. I'm great. Tell me how you're doing, what you've been up to, so that she couldn't get in the conversation of talking about herself. So my thing for you today is, let's educate the audience on what does it mean to be highly functional depressed.
Well, that is a real term. It is a actual real clinical diagnosis. The real clinical, I'll say the non-clinical non-clinical term is highly functional depression. But the clinical diagnosis, which it is a clinical diagnosis, is persistent depressive disorder. And so it is actually possible. And I know that sounds like an oxymoron. How are you highly functional and depressed? But right. It is actually quite possible. I say all the time that people have been wearing masks way before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And this is the equivalent to, people have become very good at hiding how they really feel, hiding who they really are, and going through the motions. That's that highly functional part. So we're not talking about a person that when you look at them, they're not high achievers. A lot of times people that are that actually have highly functional depression, these are people that are high achievers. These are people that are at the top of their game, such as a Miss Universe, such as an all-star track athlete, a football athlete, such as a pastor in a large mega ministry. These are people that are at the top of their game. These are people that are highly revered by others, highly regarded by others. These are people that can get in a crowd and bam, they turn on. They can light up a room. They are showstoppers. And by nature, you would think there's no way that person could be depressed. But that's some of the things that you would see, and you would never think that person is depressed. But they're just, like I said, they're what they call highly functional depressed. They're highly functional, but they live in a constant depressed state. And if you had the opportunity to read the last tweet, I think it was an Instagram post that the young lady, it was a letter Instagram post, and another young lady, I think she was a cheerleader at a college that just recently committed suicide. She had a long Instagram post where she went on to be very descriptive about some of the things that that are the symptoms of highly functional depression, meaning that she talked about how every day she lived in a constant state of depression.
Wow.
No matter how beautiful she was, she never thought she was pretty. Low self-esteem was actually one of the symptoms, one of the signs of people that are what we consider highly functional depressive people. Either a decreased or increased appetite. So it could be the lady that, you know, when you saw she was a size 20, size 22, and now she's having a whole hot girl summer. And you're like, wow, you know, you've lost so much weight. You look so wonderful. and they're showing off this new body. They're acting all excited, but then that could be a symptom of this person being, you know, highly functional but depressed. Difficulty sleeping in prolonged periods of insomnia, not being able to sleep, not really being able to make decisions or concentrate. And then the overwhelming feeling of sadness and hopelessness over a prolonged period of time. I want to let the audience know one of the things that is key with this is that these are not people that look depressed, what you would consider look depressed. These are not people that you would ever see that act depressed. This is not the girlfriend or the guy friend that you call and you say, hey, how you're doing? Oh, I'm so sad. I don't know what. No, these are the people that's going to say, oh, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Highly favored.
I'm blessed of the Lord. You know, these are the people that, you know, they're serving in the church. They're greeting at the door. You know, they're the first to throw their hands up in worship. They are the people that are going to volunteer at social functions with sororities, with fraternities. But when they get in their cars, they cry all the way home.
Wow. I was listening to the woman, I was listening to the interview, and she talked about how her daughter said that when she got home, because she was diagnosed before and she got help, like she went to see a psychiatrist and all this stuff. But during that process, the first time that it happened, she talked about how when she got home and she was lonely and she was tired of being alone. She was, she didn't feel like no matter what she did, she didn't feel like she was successful, because when she came home, she had empty walls, like a empty home or whatever. There was nobody there. And all she had were the voices in her head that were speaking to her and magnifying the heaviness that she already had. So do you feel like, you know, also, people that are single, would they be quick to fall into this highly functional depression if they're single and feel that loneliness? Is that like a trap? How does that work with singlehood? Because when they said that, that dawned on me, does that a lot of single people fit in that have been single for a long time? Do they get into that highly functional depressive state?
Well, actually, it's not confined, and a lot of people would think that, but it's really not confined to marital state. There are a lot of people that are married, that have life partners, that have children, but they still go home and feel alone, because the sense of loneliness is not necessarily for the lack of another person or the lack of another person's presence. The loneliness is actually an internal feeling. And so these people could be in the room with a ton of people and still feel lonely. That's the person that is married, but still feels alone. And it doesn't mean that they don't have a loving spouse, because again, these are internal struggles, internal issues that don't have anything to do with the absence or presence of another individual.
Could this come from some type of trauma? As to where these internal insecurities are coming from?
Yeah, now sometimes it is trauma related. Sometimes it can be a chemical imbalance. That's why it's important that we always, always, always encourage everyone. Not only should you seek, counseling, let the therapist kind of help guide you, because sometimes it could just be a chemical imbalance, and a combination of therapy and medication could work. Sometimes it is directly linked to past trauma, and that's where the therapy is needed to deal with those issues from past trauma. So sometimes it could be either or it could be both. That's why it's important to see a clinician, see a licensed person, see a medical professional to get the help you need. A lot of times what will present as depression could actually be it could not be related to mental health at all. It could be a medical issue that's presenting as depression, and it is not related to your mental health at all. And so that's why, going to see a physician, if you're not sleeping, if your eating patterns have changed, those type of things, because it really could just be something medical.
What What is some example of just medical, just like the insomnia is what you're talking about?
Right. The insomnia, that could be something medical. With the loss in appetite, gain of appetite, that could be something that's gastro in your gastro, something that maybe a gastro specialist, gastroenterologist could help you with. Sometimes with the insomnia, as we age and our hormones change, we need to change our diets to balance out some things, because there are just some things that, you know, I have a daily cup of coffee. And at 2021, a daily cup of coffee gave me energy. It helped me. But now at over 30, if I'm sipping on my coffee too late in the afternoon, then it'll keep me up at night. So sometimes it could, like I said, a medical issue, it could be something, you know, changing our diet. Sometimes the lack of exercise puts our body in a state where, you know, we can't sleep. Or if you're someone, sometimes we just really need to learn some meditation, some de-stressing activities that we can turn our brains off at night. A lot of times I hear people say, you know, when they get ready to go to bed, their mind is racing. They're thinking about everything they have to do for the next day. They're thinking about, you know, their kids have state testing. They're thinking about their husband has a job interview. So that keeps them up. So a lot, everything may or may not necessarily be related to a mental health issue. But if you're not, if you don't have normal patterns in your life, a normal sleep pattern, normal eat patterns, if you're not maintaining a healthy weight, something is wrong and you need to get to the right person to, you know, help you kind of tease that out to see what's going on and where you need to go from there. The one thing that we don't need to do, which I see happen a lot in Black and brown communities, minority communities, is we ignore it until it gets to the point that we can't ignore it anymore. And whereas that it was something minor that maybe something, you know, simple could have fixed, we let it go too long. And now something that could have been, you know, something minor that we fixed early on, now it becomes a major issue.
Wow. So you mentioned about how there are some things that we could do to calm our minds, because you said our minds can be racing and there's so much going on up there. How, what are some strategies that we can use to make sure that our mindset is healthy? And is it like some meditations or something we could do at night, or what is it that we can do to try to keep it as healthy as we can mentally?
One of the strategies that I recommend to everyone, so anyone that's watching, journaling is a wonderful strategy to clear your mind at the end of the day. Some people, they do it in the mornings, the first thing in the mornings. And it doesn't have to be anything long. It doesn't have to be a dissertation. You don't have to write a novel every day. But writing down, you know, getting those thoughts down on paper at the end of every day, signifying that I'm closing this day out. I'm dealing with whatever is the issues of this particular day. Even if you, all you put in your journal is, I have work to do tomorrow, it still closes out that day. So you can start that new day fresh, and it clears your mind that, you know what, Thursday is over. So you know what, I have Friday to look ahead. Some people use their journal to write a list of things to do for the next day, to set their day, to focus their day. So journaling is always good. Meditation. I suggest to people that even if you only do it like 5 minutes, just giving yourself, you know, some downtime. If you find that you're having a hard time going to sleep, I would say start looking at what you're doing before you go to bed. If you're watching TV and you're kind of falling asleep with the TV, sometimes, and even research has shown that if you're, while you're drifting off to sleep, if that Netflix movie is still playing while you're trying to drift off to sleep, then subconsciously you're still kind of tuned into that. That might keep you from going to sleep. Sometimes playing soft music, simple things like that. Herbal teas. It just depends. You know, everyone is different. Everyone's body is different. But sleep is essential to your mental health. Sleep is essential to your physical health. That is one of the telltale signs that something is going wrong or going on in your body if your sleep patterns are off. If you're not sleeping or your sleep is constantly interrupted, you know the people, or you've been there, that you go to sleep and you think you've been asleep for hours and you look at the clock and you've only been asleep for about 20 minutes, you go back to sleep and you're thinking, oh, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and you look at the clock, it's only been another 30 minutes. Interruption in sleep patterns, that is one big warning sign that something is going on.
Calling all my fabulous women of faith. Yep, that's you. Are you ready to go to another level in hearing God prophetically? Are you ready to strengthen your faith so that you can see your blessings manifest like now in this now season? Come on and join us in our Facebook group, Prophetic Mentoring with Prophetess Trish. We're growing stronger in the things of God. Join like-minded women such as yourself today, okay? Especially if you know you have a prophetic gift. Go to Facebook today and put in your request to join this phenomenal group. Don't wait. We're waiting on you, girlfriend. Let's do it. Wow, that is so good, because I remember back in the day, okay, when my younger version of me and I had first launched my business, and I was like, I would be up sometimes almost 20. I recall being up 24 hours in a day because I have a translation company and some of my customers are on the other side of the world, and I'd be up communicate at certain times. And so I was like, you know, I got to be up and answer this email or make sure I send this. And so I would work like so many hours, and because my body can handle it. I can't handle that right now at the phase that I'm in. But you're saying that, you know, a lot of people, and people call it grind. I'm grinding. I'm making it happen. I'm like, no, I'm grinding by resting. Okay. At this phase in my life. But back then I was with the grind movement, you know, but you're saying to me that if we don't get enough rest, we can become mentally depressed and not even know it, because we're constantly on the move, constantly doing something and not getting enough sleep at night.
Right. And one of the things you'll notice, have you ever gone to work and been at work the entire day and leave work and say, I feel like I hadn't gotten anything done today, because you've just been everywhere? Or if you're at home and you feel like you've been doing stuff all day and you're tired, but you're not, your mind is not there. You're not focused. So you're jumping from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. And we like to call it multitasking. That's what we like to tell ourselves. I'm just good at multitasking. But sometimes that's lack of focus because we're not getting enough rest. And, and like I said, rest is essential. The word of God even says, I give my beloved rest. It is not God's will for us to not rest. Rest restores your soul. Rest restores your mind. It restores your body. You need that time that your body is at a state of rest to rejuvenate, to be ready for the next day. And I understand, I'm like you, the grind, the hustle, I get it. But this is the thing, when you think about, and this is what I tell, you know, my younger people, when they say, I'm grinding, anything that you grind, whether even if you're if you take pepper, ground pepper, anything that you grind, at some point, what does it look like? It's just little, it's like grains of sand. You keep grinding anything, a good product is not produced. You have small remnants of what you started with. If you have an automobile and you grind the gears, you got to replace it. So that grind mentality of working yourself to death, it does not produce what you think it will produce, because all you have left is little grains of what you started with. So the grind in that mindset of I'm grinding, I got to get it, is not, you know, it's not healthy. It's not healthy to work 22 hours in a day. And, you know, we're saying we're chasing the bag, you know, you got to get the bag. But this is the thing. What good is the bag if you don't have a right mind to put your hands in it and spend anything that's in it? So, you know, we have to kind of change and shift our mindset about the way we do things if we want to do things. Now, I'm a go-getter. I believe, you know, make your paper. I'm not one, you know, the Bible says that he came that we might have life and life more abundantly. I want to live and I will live and I am living an abundant life. But with that abundant life, if you're working 22 hours every day, well, you're making the money, but do you make time to enjoy the money, spend the money?
That's good.
Are you too tired to even take a vacation? Or if you're on vacation, you get there and you sleep the whole time in the hotel room because you're so exhausted. Is that really the abundant life that that you want?
That's good, because I was just listening to someone who said they work 24/7, like almost 80 hours in a week. I don't even know how that is possible, but like they were working like 60 to 80 hours in a week. And then when their husband said, hey, let's go on a vacation, they go on a vacation. They're excited. No laptop, no nothing. But when they get there, they sleep all day, every day, and their spouse is extremely upset. And so one person said, well, you might need to check into that, because that could be depression. That could be a sign of depression, because your body is in a state where it's not used to. And the only thing that you want to do when you do have free time is just sleep your life away.
Right.
And so yeah.
And interruptions, you made a good point, because interruptions, not just interruptions in sleep pattern, not being able to sleep, but you made a very good point. Excessively sleeping could also be a sign of depression. Like I said, excessively sleeping. Every minute that you're not at work, you're in the bed with the covers pulled over your head. Wow. Or you don't want to do anything but sleep. You don't find joy and pleasure in some of the things that you used to enjoy. All you want to do is turn off all the lights and sleep. And one of the things I will say as well is that highly functional depression does not look like this made for TV Hollywood Lifetime movie depression that we see. That somebody is balled up in a corner crying. That's not what highly functional depression looks like. And so don't miss the signs and the warning signs, because we're looking at what Hollywood has portrayed as depression. It may or may not look like crying all the time. Sometimes that overly happy, joy, happy, nothing ever bothers me, hashtag unbothered. It could be that person is highly functionally depressed. So again, it's a wide gamut of signs, it's symptoms. You know you know your body, you know your mind, you know how you're feeling. And we can lie to everyone else, but you don't lie to yourself. If you know that what we say is you're off, if you know that, you know, it's just, you're not yourself. If you know that you're having low lows all of the time, then you don't have to pretend. You don't have to fake. You can actually be better and feel better if you get the help that you need.
Wow, that's good. I can recall, and I shared this a lot on my podcast, that, you know, when I was going through a certain stage in my life of miscarriages and all kinds of stuff that I was going through, I became very, very depressed, highly depressed, that I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to be around anybody. I didn't want to be in church. I didn't want to read the word. Didn't want to do much of anything. And it was hard for me. And when you say, that's why when you say highly functional depressive, it was hard for me to even, I can't fake it. Like I'm heavy and I'm not finna pretend like I'm not. It was hard for me during that time, that even if I was around somebody, because I knew that this is gonna help me, I wasn't myself. I could not fake the fact that I was upset with my life, that my life was frustrating, that I was tired. I was mad at God. I was mad at all the things that had happened to me. And so that's why when I think about this highly functional, depressive person, I'm like, how? Like, how? For me, it's hard to understand, because I know what depression feels like. I'm a witness, and to fake the funk like ain't nothing wrong. How?
Well, people have become expert actors and actresses, and people have become good at being who they think other people want them to be. And this is not something that is specific to adults. There are children that are highly functional but depressed. And if I'm the A student, I'm the A student, the star athlete, I'm the PK, I've learned how to be all of those things. And I know what a PK looks like. I'm a PK. So I know how I'm supposed to show up. I know how I'm supposed to act. I know how I'm supposed to present when I'm at church. If I'm the straight A student, I know how to act in class. I know how to respond to a teacher. If I'm the star athlete, I know how to be a team player. Those are all roles that I've learned, and I've learned how to play well, but it still does not speak to my internal being and how I'm feeling on the inside. And that's how a lot of people can still show up in a boardroom or show up in a pulpit and be very, very well at what, you know, what they're doing, and not just do it well, but be effective in what they're doing, but still be depressed.
I just don't, how do you get to these people before it's too late? Like, for example, Miss Universe, like how, if they cover so good, how do you even like begin to help them if the cover girl, the Mac, is so well put on that you don't even know how to take it off because it looks so good?
It's about having true and authentic conversations with the people in our circle, because that young lady, I'm sure she wouldn't tell just the everyday old Joe Blow, hey, I'm depressed. But the people closest, and I'm in no way blaming the people close to her for quote unquote missing it. But right. What I am saying is, you know, we are our brother's keeper. We are keepers. It is our responsibility. And people say, check on your strong friends. No, check on every friend. When you ask people, how are you doing? When you keep getting the textbook answer, just say, how are you really doing? And let people know that your life, your friendship, your circle is a safe place and space for them to be honest about, you know, where they are. And for the people of God, you know, continue to pray that God gives you a spirit of discernment for the people that are around you. And don't take no for an answer. If you discern that something is not right, then you go to that person and, hey, are you okay? Are you really okay? Is there anything I can do? Do you want to talk? And if someone has disclosed to you that they are depressed or that they don't feel like themselves, you can always offer, do you want to talk with someone? Hey, I'll go with you to the first appointment if you want me to. You know, don't give up on that person. People that are highly functionally depressed, in a lot of ways, they've given up on themselves. They have convinced themselves or settled in the fact that I'm going to be this way. This is just the way life is for me. So they've, in a lot of ways, settled in that. But the people that are around them, the Bible says that love covers. And so the people that are around them and in their circle, if we continue to pray, continue to cover and offer assistance where we can help these people. It's not a lost cause. It's not hopeless. But we have to be persistent and relentless in our pursuit to be each other's keeper and to help each other out.
Wow, this is so good. Like, I love all these nuggets that you're helping us with, the clarity, the understanding, because in my head, like, isn't that like just being fake? How do you be that fake and get away with it? But it's like you said, as a prophet, I can see a lot of things. It's the gift of discerning spirits on somebody, the heaviness, the weight. So when I'm in that prophetic realm, I don't care if I'm close to you or not, I can see it and I can call it out. But, you know, when somebody's not, and where there is blockage at for a lot of, you know, I would say prophets or people that you're close to, sometimes there is a block because of the familiarity. You're so familiar with the person that you can't even see them doing X, Y, or Z. You can't even see what's going on, and things are happening right in your face. But because you're so close, you miss it. And I've had that happen to me a couple of times. And I'm like, God, how did I miss that? And God was like, okay, I want you to think about this. He said, I always give warning before the fall. He said, remember this day when they did or said X, Y, and Z? And I was like, yeah. He's like, that was a sign. It's so funny that, and then he would give me a few other scenarios that we're so close to it that we will just let stuff go because of how close we are. And like, oh, that wasn't that. She was just, you know, she just having a day. She having a moment or whatever. And we don't really pay attention to the clues because of the familiarity. And we don't think that it could be that person because we know them like that.
Right.
That's my girl. She got all this stuff going on, you know, like, and so the blockage is real. And so I think one of the things too, is that we have to ask God to remove the scales from our eyes so that we can see without seeing and know without knowing and hear without hearing. And that's all by the Spirit of God. And matter of fact, I posted something today about we won't be deceived by the enemy, that we will see exactly what God wants us to see. We will hear what he wants us to hear, and we will know what God wants us to know. So a lot of times, especially when it comes to family, I would just tell everyone that you continuously pray for your loved ones, continually speak life over them, but also ask God to show you things that you may not have seen. And sometimes what he shows you, we may not like, but it's for us to intercede. It's for us to do something about it. You know, God will always give us a warning. He will give us something, but sometimes we can get so caught up in life that we miss the warning signs. So Dr. Chanel, this has just been phenomenal. This has been really enlightening for me and as well as the audience. Is there something that you want to leave with the audience on today before we close this out? Any encouragement, any motivation, anything that you want to leave, just sit it in their lap for them to chew on as we get ready to close out this podcast.
Yes, I just want to say, do not suffer in silence. Help is available. As we go throughout the month of May, like I said, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. But it doesn't just stop in May. Know that your mental health matters. Just like your physical health matters, your spiritual health matters, your mental health matters. Take care of your mental health. Try Jesus and therapy.
Wow. You know what? I'm sorry. That was so yummy. And it triggered something in my head when you said that. Can somebody be what we're talking about, highly functional, depressed, and not know it?
Oh, absolutely. When you don't know the warning signs, or if you've dealt with it for so long, again, people will resolve that this is just the way I am, or this is just the way that I will be. But being sad every day, feeling hopeless every day, low self-esteem, that is not normal. And that's not God's will for your life. He came that you might have life and have life more abundantly. That the joy of the Lord be your strength, not just today, but every day. And that there is peace, there's joy that is available, and it's God's will for you. And so if you're not experiencing the peace that passes all your understanding, if you don't wake up, and every day is not sunshine and rainbows, we do understand that. Right. Life happens to all of us. But there is help available to help navigate through those difficult, troubled times in life. Remember that anything that happens in our life, and it came to pass, it won't always look like this. It won't always feel like this. It won't always be like this. There is life after whatever your this is, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's death, whether it's unemployment, whether it's loss of a loved one, whether it's divorce, whether it's bad credit, whether it's your student loan bills. Listen, there is life after this, whatever your this may be. So I would just say, take care of your mental health. Know that mental health matters. And whatever it is you're facing in life, it came to pass.
Amen. All right, Dr. Chanel, give the people some tidbits on how they can follow you on social media to keep up with the latest and greatest of what you have going on.
You can follow me on Instagram, Dr. Chanel Sweet. I'm recently married, so that's why you guys see the Dixon. But follow me on Instagram, Dr. Chanel Sweet. You can follow me on Clubhouse. I'm on Clubhouse a lot. Dr. Chanel Sweet, I would love to connect with you. If you need resources, reach out to me. Even if I'm not in your state, I can connect you with organizations and with people in your state. And don't let money be a barrier there. Every state has free mental health resources available in their state. I will connect you with the people that you need to get the help you need.
Wow. Awesome. Well, that this has been so good, Dr. Chanel. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. I'm sure our viewers, our listeners, whether they were live with us or they're going to catch it on the post next week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, all of that. I believe that people are going to be tremendously blessed by that. We're going to take it to the outro, and I'll talk with you guys on next week for the next session of Fab Talk, and I'll talk to you, Dr. Chanel, in just a minute.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks for tuning in to Fab Talk with Trish M. Do your girl a favor. Share this broadcast on all your social media platforms. Invite a friend to tune in. Help this podcast reach the nation. We all need Jesus, y'all. You sharing this broadcast helps me to reach the masses. If I'm blessing you, then bless your girl back. Share the broadcast. Give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. I got work to do for the King, and I need your help. I appreciate you tuning in to this segment. I'm looking forward to rocking with you on the next episode of Fab Talk with your girl, Trish M.